First tonight, a national lobby group for investors is warning that the big banks are getting up to their old tricks after a federal court win for the corporate regulator ASIC. It's a case ASIC has been fighting against Westpac, which tried to push its banking customers into having their superannuation accounts under the bank's roof. They did it without considering what was actually in their customers' best interests. Well, today, a federal court judge ruled that the Westpac call centre operators who were putting the hard sell on needed to do a lot more than just employ slick sales techniques. Let's get into the details with our business reporter, David Taylor.
Here we go again, says Australian Investors Association National President Graham Bottrell.
The signs already are they're starting to get up to their old tricks again.
Despite months of shocking evidence from the Banking Royal Commission, threats of jail time and government commitments to clean up the sector, Graham Bottrell says little, if anything's changing.
It's business as usual for the banks. So I don't know that they've learnt much at all, really.
Today, Westpac was back in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. In 2014 and 2015, call centre operators hit the phones. They were pushing their customers to roll over their superannuation accounts to Westpac or into Westpac's BT Funds Management products. Justice Jacqueline Gleeson ruled in December last year that Westpac broke the law by doing this. Pamela Hanrahan is a law professor and was an advisor to the Hayne Royal Commission into misconduct in the Australian financial services industry.
So they've tried to navigate a middle path where they're encouraging people to take an action that's in the bank's interest, but they're not in a position or don't want to provide the sort of fair and impartial disinterested advice that they would have to do if that was classified as personal advice.
So if I understand this correctly, they weren't allowed to provide personal financial advice, so they tried not to, but in the end they did.
Yes, that's right. They weren't able to provide personal financial advice in that call centre environment.
Today, the full court found that in calls to 14 of the customers, Westpac staff did provide them with personal advice in breach of their Australian financial services licences. Pamela Hanrahan says the law governing the financial services industry is still too loose.
Quality of discussion around the outcomes of the Banking Royal Commission maybe has been a little bit shallow so far, and I think there's been a bit of a reaction that banks ought to just roll over and concede on a whole lot of issues which are actually a bit more complicated than that.
Do you think the banks, though, are still trying to take advantage of the looseness of the law?
Banks are trying to work out how they, like all profit-making businesses, can appropriately communicate with their customers and how they can appropriately market to their customers. And the difficulties that we face because of the complexity of the financial services law in Australia makes working out where that balance appropriately lies more difficult. The fact that a bank might want to have a campaign to encourage people to think about where they're investing their money is not unreasonable. And I think part of the case here is about drawing the line between how far should we go in marketing and when do we need to think about the fact that maybe we've stepped over from marketing and into a situation where customers would reasonably expect us to be acting in their interests rather than the bank's own interests. And that's a difficult line to draw, and this case helps us to draw that line. But it is worth remembering that it's not as clear-cut as it might seem or indeed we might want it to be.
The final report from Commissioner Kenneth Hayne made 76 recommendations, 54 of which were directed at the government. The government's already acted on 15 commitments, including passing legislation to strengthen accountability of superannuation funds. Graham Bottrell says Australians need not wait for all the recommendations of the Banking Royal Commission to be implemented. Instead, Mr. Bottrell wants all Australians with savings or investments to get across the financial accounts they have, what the money is doing in those accounts, and to question if the right people are handling their money.
You know, the majority of workers who are also investors in their own superannuation account, I don't know that they take much notice yet.
Okay, well then what do you think it'll take?
Oh, I honestly don't know. If we can show them that if they start planning when they're 20 or 30, then they'll have a much better retirement when they're 65. And I don't know how you get people to understand that, because the 20, 30 and even 40-year-olds, they all think they're bulletproof.
The Australian Banking Association was contacted for comment.
David Taylor with that report.